This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, bouncing our signal all the way out from Vegas to Reno, Minneapolis, Texas, and all the way out here to Long Island, Connecticut, everywhere in between. It's War Now. Wayne Allyn Root is off until tomorrow. My name is Lee Elsie. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you. We've got an hour together. We're going to split for a bit and take an interview. We're going to do an interview with Jeff Benedict. I don't know where that came from. In and around 30 minutes or so. He's a best-selling author. He's written a book about Tiger Woods, which I find really fascinating, and we'll get to him in a bit. Someone up on social media is making me laugh. Wants to know if I have any nicknames. Do I have any nicknames when I was a kid? Well, I mean, when I was a real little kid, they used to call me Elsie the Cow. Remember? The Cow? The Cow? That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one when you're really young. Elsie the Cow. Anyway, once again, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Please email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I'd love to go back and forth a little bit on whatever topic it is that you want to talk about. All right, I do want to get to immigration because I think that is a story that sort of fell off the radar once the summit in NATO sort of happened. But I do want to go back really quick to our allies. Think about this. I dug this out, and I think it's appropriate. So in 1776, the American Revolution, we declared our independence. Again, France, not really an ally. France, basically, their hatred for England got them involved. So our own revolution was aided by their own revolution. And the American Revolution happened, and we win, right? So we got some help from France. So an ally is built, but we win with really not a lot of help, but some help. 1812, the War of 1812, England gets uppity, starts kidnapping American merchant vessel sailors. And again, we get involved, we kick behind again, and we probably should have grabbed Canada at that time, but we didn't. No real allies help us out, so we win another one without a lot of help. In 1848, the Mexican War, we declare war on Mexico, win again, no allies involved. 1860, the American Civil War, obviously, one of the most bloody wars in our history, but no allies, of course, involved in that one. The Spanish-American War, we declare war on Spain, take Puerto Rico, the Philippines, no allies involved. World War I, Germany makes the mistake of sinking one of our U.S. passenger ships, we get involved. And basically, we bail out England and France, who were getting it handed to them. And so we, by default, grab a couple of allies in that way. 1941, a Japanese sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. We declare war on them. Nazi Germany declares war on us. Only countries that really are still in shape to fight the war are England and Russia, both allies at the time, of course. And profound courage and sacrifice, we win that war. And we've been allies, of course, with England from pretty much the beginning. But really, I guess my point is, our ally, it's an interesting word, an interesting concept. We are everybody's ally. Yet when times of extreme need from our perspective, there's not a lot of folks running to our rescue. Let's put it that way. So I thought that was something interesting. I want to jump into some immigration. Because the left, again, going crazy, kids in cages, you know the story. We still have kids that are separated from their parents. There are still some heartbreaking stories that are out there, depending upon your definition of heartbreaking. But I'm going to fall on the side of this. If you break the law, then you have to face the punishment of the law that you break. If and I know this has been said before, and I don't want to sound redundant, but if you steal a candy bar or you steal, you rob a liquor store, or you go in and you shoplift at Walmart and you steal a bunch of stuff and you get arrested and you got a kid, they're going to take your kid away while they process you and send you to jail. That's the way it works, right? So the deal is, when you're on the border and you cross the border illegally through a port of entry that isn't sanctioned, then your kid is going to get taken from you. At least he was, or she was, taken from you. That was a, I don't want to call it a threat, but that was a warning that was given from the Trump administration to folks who were trying to make their way here. It was supposed to be a deterrent. What ended up happening is you had the media outlets grab onto something that had happened during the Obama administration, right? Same idea, yet they had grabbed onto it because it was Trump doing it. Well, the end result of this has got to be a better immigration system from start to finish. We can go back and forth on all of this. We can talk till we're all blue in the face, but we need, and I know we say this all the time, we need a real plan, a comprehensive plan when it comes to immigration. What we have now just doesn't work, right? We need to tighten the asylum rules. We need to apply more scrutiny to green card applicants. The United States cannot and will not be a migrant camp. Donald Trump said that. We're not, you know, this is not a refugee spot on the planet for folks from Ecuador and El Salvador to migrate to. First of all, we cannot handle it. Okay, we can't financially handle it. Do you guys remember that we're $21 trillion in debt? How are we supposed to pay everybody else's bills? We can't pay our own. $21 trillion. If we took in all of the misfortunate kids or anyone from around the globe, where would we put them and how would we support them? It's impossible. It's a pie-in-the-sky dream. So there has to be rules. There has to be some kind of an enforcement. Now, whether you're a wall person or not, you know, the feasibility of that, whether it can even be done to the satisfaction that Donald Trump wants to be done, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I don't know if a brick-and-mortar wall is going to stop any more people than a fence or guards, whether it's, you know, shark towers every half a mile or drones flying around or whatever technology you want to use on the southern border. I don't know if a wall is better or the technology is better or what's cheaper or, you know, what actually works and is more effective. We want to stop the drugs from coming in. There's no question about that. We want to stop the bad hombres from coming in. And I'm sorry to say this, but we cannot afford to take people who cannot take care of themselves. When you come to this country, you've got to offer something to us. I'm sorry. You know, again, everyone talks about how their parents or their grandparents came. I got the same story. My grandmother and I never met my grandfather, but my grandmother spoke broken English until the day she died. My grandfather did the same. I don't even know if he spoke very much English at all. But they wanted to be Americans. They assimilated to being here. That was part of the whole thing. Right? That was the idea. All right, let me grab a couple of calls before we run out of time in this segment. We'll go out to Rocky, who is out in Connecticut. Rocky, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Lee. Great job filling in for the master of radio waves, the radio land, Wayne Allen Root. Lee, I came from Italy legally 35 years ago. We had to have a visa to come in as a tourist. The first time I came to the United States in 1980, and I don't know if your audience know this, but I had to show up. I had to get a visa in Naples, Italy, at the American Embassy. I had to show a bank account. I had to show that I have a job. I had to tell them where I was going, which families I was being with, and they gave me a visa. That was my first visit to the United States.
You had to have a sponsor, too, right?
Yes. I had to tell them I want to visit these people here because they were American military families near my neighbors, and so I told them exactly where I was going. I mean, we have to decide once and for all, are we a nation of laws, yes or no? Because if we're not, then forget about it. Let's just do whatever we want, and it's total anarchy. But the laws are on the books. I and millions of others from India, Pakistan, any other nation has to abide by the rules, except the ones that can walk right over and just get whatever, you know, the left wants to give everything away, and it's just not right.
Well, Rocky, I'm in total agreement.
Yep.
What's that?
They should facilitate legal immigration.
Sure.
Make it faster, easier, so the more legal immigrants don't have to wait in long lines.
Agreed.
And discourage the ones that, obviously these are poor people, but, you know, again, let's make up our mind. Do we want to obey the law or not?
Rocky, couldn't have said it better myself. I appreciate the call. We're going to get to an update before too long. But, again, I thank you for your patriotism. I thank you for doing it the right way. And this is not anti-immigrant. Good God, it's not about that. It's never been about that. For me, it's always been about safety, and it's about knowing who's in the country, and it's about not having to shoulder the burden financially of large groups of people. We're $21 trillion again in debt, right? Your kids and your kids' kids will be paying or trying to pay that off until the end of their lives. If we don't shape it up, man, it's going to get uglier before it gets any better. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. That is the number. LeeElseRadio@gmail.com. That is my email address. Love to hear from you. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Something bad happens. In other words, you've got to have an insurance policy. You've got to own some gold and silver. Because when the world's going to hell, gold and silver go up. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Everybody gets a 1 ounce Silver Eagle. Great gift for your kids, for your grandkids, for your nieces, nephews. You just have to be the first 100. Twice a show, first hour, second hour. So they're giving away 200 a day. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. And a reminder, Wayne will be right back tomorrow night in his same seat out in Las Vegas, broadcasting to all of you. Again, this is the USA Radio Network. I'm Lee Elsie. Honored and privileged to get a chance to sit in this chair and talk to all of you this evening. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We still have some time to take some phone calls, whether you're in California, New York, or Vegas, wherever you might be. Anything and everything is up for grabs. I just wanted to continue. We ran out of time in the last segment. Get back to immigration for just a couple of minutes and the idea of folks coming across the border and what to do about it and how many are here and what the drain is on the country and how it affects everybody. And you can start, to me, you start from the companies that are here, the people that employ illegal aliens. That is where you have to start. You make it extremely punitive the first time you get caught with illegals on your payroll. The second time you make it criminal. If you can do that, and you start locking some of these folks up, they're going to start stop hiring them, and then folks are going to stop wanting to come. It's almost like a self-deport kind of a situation. And whether there's 10 million, 15 million, or 20 million illegals here, I think it is, you know, it's vital that we're all on the same page, right? And we all have a very strict plan when it comes to getting in. You've got to have something to offer. This is not a racial issue. This is not it's not a negative. It's a positive, right? It doesn't mean you have to be a nuclear scientist to get in. It just means that you can't be and shouldn't be a burden on the American taxpayer when you cross that border or when you fly in from another country or when you want to overstay your green card or whatever. When you want to become a citizen, you can't be a burden. You have to be a productive member of society. And I didn't even touch on the fact of how personally I want you to be a patriot. I want you to assimilate. I know those are dirty words to a lot of people, but you know, I think you need to make asylum a much more difficult scenario because, right, do you realize there's the numbers for asylum seekers? Let me share something with you because this is really mind-blowing. Do you realize that right now, as you're sitting where you're sitting and I'm sitting right here, there are 492,978 pending cases regarding immigration. There are 273 judges currently sitting on the bench. Do the math. That would mean if the judges saw these people on a regular, what it would take to actually get into a courtroom and have a proceeding, it would take the individuals 1,071 days before each case is heard. That is not factoring in people coming in as we're talking right now. That's not factoring any of that in. So you don't have to be Einstein or a math genius to figure out this doesn't work, right? You've got these people who are coming in and then giving court appearances a year or 2 years later. And we don't have the resources, ladies and gentlemen, to handle this problem. And a lot of times what we've had happen is you let them go with a promise to appear and they disappear. And you never see them again. And they fade into the shadows, and they become an issue, and they become, in some cases, a burden on society. So what do you do about that? How do you fix that? How do you make that right? That is the $64 billion question. Those are the drains that's happening on society. That is a big deal, things that people don't think about. The number of cases, just immigration cases. These are the ones that we actually caught. What about the ones that we don't catch? We got to do a better job on the southern border. I mean, we've been talking about this for 30 years, and still nothing is being done. And it does have a serious drain on the economy of this country. And we really need to right the ship, man. We need to move this thing in the right direction because $21 trillion in debt is over $600 billion in interest every single year. How do you pay that off? Impossible. Jeff Benedict, best-selling author, joins us next. You're listening to War Now on USA Radio.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now.
USA Radio News.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't. or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
President Trump at the White House saying he misspoke yesterday when at a press conference he had said that he didn't know why Russia would hack the election when he meant to say wouldn't hack the election. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. All three major stock indicators were up, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average being up 55 points to close the day at 25,119. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Drive
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we are back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root. Again, 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-927-8255. War Now. And I have a very special guest I want to bring on. He's an old friend of mine. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He's written the book Tigers, his latest book, which is a huge success. Other books include Little Pink House, and I want to get into that in a second. Jeff Benedict is joining us tonight. Jeff?
It's a pleasure to be on with you.
So, Jeff, let's start with Little Pink House. This movie is still in theaters across the country. You wrote it about New London, which is in my backyard, your backyard. Tell me a little bit about Little Pink House and where people can actually go and see it.
Sure. So 15 years ago, the United States Supreme Court issued one of its most controversial and probably disliked decisions in this century. It was about an eminent domain case in New London, which basically gave a city power to take private property for private use, for private development. It's the first time that the court had ever allowed something like that. Very controversial case, and I wrote a book about the case, and then a few years ago, we started making it into a film, which came out this spring. It's still in theaters. It stars Catherine Keener and Gene Triplehorn, and it's really a powerful story about one woman, a nurse in Connecticut, who decided to fight City Hall and fought all the way to the Supreme Court, and where she lost by one vote. But in the end, it was a case that changed the law for eminent domain around the country. So it was like losing a battle but winning the war. And Catherine Keener does an amazing job portraying Suzette Kilo in that story. The way Suzette and her fellow neighbors are perceived in southeastern Connecticut, where they live and where this happened, is actually a lot different than they're perceived everywhere else in the country. I've been with Suzette, for example, and in the Midwest, on the West Coast, in the South, and everywhere she goes, she's typically greeted by people who express a tremendous amount of gratitude for the struggle that she went through and the fight, which she, in a sense, lost, but helped people in all other parts of the region of the country.
Right.
But at home, where this battle was actually fought, there's still a lot of open wounds, and there's still some division about it. I was recently in Utah at a law school there having a forum on eminent domain, and the lawyers that participated were talking about how the laws in Utah were significantly changed as a result of this case, and now the law protects property owners much more stringently. Same in Washington State, same in Southern California, same in Texas. But here in Connecticut, where this case was fought, the law really hasn't changed.
Were you shocked by the ultimate decision by the Supreme Court?
I was, in the sense that, well, first of all, I was, what surprised me the most was that the Supreme Court even took this case.
Right.
I didn't expect the court to take it. I they take a very small percentage of cases that are submitted. I was shocked that they took this one. I think a lot of legal scholars were surprised. But once they took it, I thought that the signal was that, the little guys would prevail, that this was such an egregious taking, and that there was no promise that any of this land would ever be used for public use. I just didn't think that the court would rule the way they did. It was a 5-4 decision. Sandra Day O'Connor wrote the dissent, and it was her last opinion before she retired from the bench, and I think it's probably one of the most memorable opinions she's ever written. And basically she talked about how the court was going someplace that day that they'd never gone before. I think that there are justices who voted in the majority who now regret that decision. But what's done is done.
Jeff Benedict is our guest. New York Times bestseller, Tiger is out. We'll switch gears for the last couple minutes here and talk a little bit about this. So this book skyrocketed to the top. British Open is coming up right around the corner here. And, Tiger's played well at times, despite of the book being out, but he's played well at times. And no surprise that this thing was as successful as it was, right?
The book, when I was writing this with Armin Katayan, my writing partner on Tiger Woods, there were so many times where we were, you know, we'd come to the end of a day and just literally be shaking our heads. Like, it was hard to believe some of the material that we were coming across and learning. For a guy who was as famous as he is and who was as covered as much as he was, and the fact that there were 20 books out there about him, there was so much about his life that had not been explored, particularly his upbringing, his childhood, the making of Tiger Woods, really. What were the ingredients of his success? And, you know, what did it take to make the genius that he was? And what were the costs of that success? And I think that's where we really spent most of our time, was focusing on those areas. And I think that's why the book was received as well as it was. And as far as where he is now, I think, you know, we have to keep in mind that this is a guy that just 2 years ago couldn't get out of bed, couldn't tie his own shoes, couldn't bend over in the shower and pick up soap because his back was that bad, the pain was that excruciating. And literally 1 year ago, a year and 2 months ago, he was found on the side of a road in Florida under the influence of five different drugs, thinking he was in California, and was, you know, the car was still running when he was found asleep in the car. The car was running, tires were blown out. It looked like at that point that he had definitely hit rock bottom, and the idea that he would ever play competitive golf again, I think, was very far from anyone's mind. So in my view, he has already won and scored an incredible victory by coming back to competitive golf and gaining his health back and his mobility, and I think a sense of happiness that we haven't seen in Tiger Woods perhaps ever. And so whether he wins another golf tournament or not remains to be seen. I think he's certainly capable of it. He's been sniffing around the victory a lot in recent tournaments. I would not be surprised if he wins a tournament this year. I'm not saying a major, but a tournament.
Right.
But whether he does or not, Lee, I think he's already done something that's incredibly compelling in what he's done in the last 12 months.
You know, when this first came out, this book, Tiger, first came out, you were just on every show, every single sports show, every news show. You were, you know, spending 5 minutes here, 8 minutes here, 15 minutes there. Were you surprised at the overwhelming demand, I guess, for information on this book? Because it was really, it was pretty incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it speaks to why, if you look at the cover of this book, Lee, it's one of the few books that's ever been published that has no words on the cover, like not a word. It's just a picture of his face. And the reason we decided to do that is because the publisher felt, and we agreed, that Tiger Woods is such a compelling figure, not just here in America, but around the world. He's so recognizable. He's so compelling to people that we didn't need to put a title on the cover of this book. And I think the reaction that we saw when the book came out is because it proves that idea that Tiger is more intriguing probably than any athlete in the world right now, and certainly probably in the last 15 years. He can get off a plane on any continent and everybody knows who he is, and people are interested in him. Golf is a game that's played around the globe. It's a game that's cared about around the world. And he was sitting on the pinnacle of that sport for 15 years, and I think is the most talented golfer we've ever seen walk the planet. There's a lot of people who tune in to watch golf when he plays who don't otherwise watch the sport. The TV ratings go way up when he's competing. The ticket sales at tournaments go way up when he's competing. Everybody else does better financially when he's playing. I think it just speaks to the fact that he was one of those transcendent athletes who was more like Michael Jackson than, you know, just a professional golfer.
You've got another book that's in the works now, and I could talk about this, right?
Yeah.
kind of, maybe. No, not yet.
Well, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, I started working on LeBron James's biography right after Tiger Woods came out, and so Tiger Woods came out the end of March, and I just think that, you know, LeBron James, you know, without saying too much about it, the simple fact is that he's certainly the greatest basketball player on the planet today. He's arguably the greatest basketball player in history. I mean, it's really probably a contest between he and Michael Jordan for who owns that title, but I'm interested in mastery and in greatness.
Right.
Tiger Woods, I think, was the greatest golfer who's ever lived. He's a Shakespearean figure. I think LeBron James may go down in history as the greatest basketball player who's ever lived, certainly the greatest basketball player of his generation. And he's someone that I think is a compelling figure in his own right. And so I did Steve Young before Tiger Woods and now LeBron. And I think, you know, some of these – look, people are fascinated by athletes who achieve the title of greatest of all time. And it's a title that, you know, there's a really small club of athletes who fit in that group. And I think LeBron is one of those. And so I'm fascinated by that and what, what made him the greatest.
Jeff, I can't thank you enough for giving us a couple minutes tonight. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Lee.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right. Well, we're running out of time for this segment, so we got to take a break in a sec, but I want to remind you, 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-927-8255. You got me till the top of the hour. I'd love to hear from you before we wrap it up. I got a couple stories, though, I want to share with you, sort of off the beaten path stories. What's more expensive, sending your kid to Harvard or going to jail in California? I'll let you know about that in just a sec. Stick around. You're listening to USA Radio. It's War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
War now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is it, man. I had a blast. This is the final segment. I'm about to tear up a little bit. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And again, if you want to call in the last segment of the program, we can take your call from, again, as far away as Vegas to over here in Long Island, everywhere in between. We'd love to hear from you as we wrap things up. All right, I'm kind of trumped out. Can you be trumped out? I'm trumped out. I'm trumped out right now. So I think for the last few minutes of the program, let me hit you with something a little bit off the beaten path. By the way, Trump is tweeting like a storm, just so you know. He is tweeting like a lunatic right now. In the last seven tweets in the last 7 minutes. But maybe we'll pick it up down there. I just wanted to share this with you because a friend of mine, their kid, just got a full ride to Harvard, believe it or not. Smarty pants. The apple has fallen far from that tree for my friend. But that being said, I'm looking at some of the numbers, right? So do you realize that housing a prisoner in California now actually costs more money than sending a child or a student to Harvard? It costs $75,560 to house a prisoner in California. $75,000 to have a prisoner spend a year in a cell? What are you guys doing in California? I know the state of Connecticut is bad where I'm sitting right now, but it's not $75,000 bad. $75,000 a year to house an inmate is insane. Once again, I ask you, what's the deal? I mean, first of all, how many illegals are part of that, by the way? The cost of imprisoning each of California's 130,000 inmates. 130,000. So my question is, how much does it cost for food? How about, again, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? How about maybe an apple? How about maybe no color television? How about maybe no cable or no Xbox, no Fortnite, or whatever it is that they're playing? Because I'm sorry, an old friend of mine used to say, prison is supposed to suck. It's not supposed to be a place you want to be. It's supposed to be a place you don't want to be. So to put someone in prison at $75,000 a year in California is absolutely insane. I'm sorry. And I know we want to be as humane as possible, and I get it. There's education involved. You want to make sure you can rehabilitate the folks who have committed these horrible crimes. But $75,000 a year to send somebody to jail, I mean, it's more than to go to Harvard. We've lost our way, ladies and gentlemen. This goes back to what we talked about in the beginning of the program. We have lost our way. We don't know what's right, and we don't know what's wrong. We are completely upside down. Completely. I'm sorry. Prison is not supposed to be a great place. You're not supposed to be happy when you get arrested because you're going to go to a place that's better than the place that you're in right now. That's not what we're looking to do in prison. Joe Arpaio had it right. Tent city. Pink uniforms. Wash your own clothes. Peanut butter sandwiches. I'm sorry. That's the way it should be. You shouldn't want to go back to prison. $175,000. Oh, excuse me, $75,000 a year. It's crazy. All right. How many of you play Fortnite? Raise your hand. Don't lie. How many of you play Fortnite? Do you know what it is? Fortnite is by far, or at least, it's by far still the most popular game in the world, right? What you do is, if you're a video gamer, which I really am not, but I did test out Fortnite to play it so I could talk about it because somebody had asked me about it on my own radio show in the morning. So I did. I played it. I mean, you can download it for free. It doesn't cost anything. It's insane, right? It's craziness. And it's all being played by a bunch of 6 to 16-year-old kids. And they sit in front of their computers for hours, like 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours at a time. They don't eat. They don't shower. They don't work. What are they doing? They're playing a video game for hours and hours. I'm going to tell you, my nephew was is a fantastic baseball player. Great athlete, right? The kid could hit the ball a mile. But this year, all he does is play Fortnite. Kids are getting corrupted by these video games. All right, I'm sure a lot of the folks out there probably haven't played it because most of the folks maybe listening right now are not necessarily between the ages of 6 and 16. But I'm sure there are some of you out there who have dabbled in the Fortnite and how addictive it can be. It really can be addictive. So I can understand the kids, how they get locked into that. But man, can you imagine? I can't imagine what my father would have done to me. I would have had a boot in the rear end if I had sat in front of the television for more than an hour on a beautiful summer day. I mean, I loved baseball growing up. I lived, breathed baseball every second of the day. He might let me pass if I'm watching the Red Sox or a Yankee game or a Met game even. But, man, if I'm sitting in front of the TV playing Xbox or playing Nintendo back in the day, I mean, that would have been a whole other story. Oh, by the way, there's only one blockbuster left in the entire country. Yeah, they're all gone. How about that for a change of times? Listen, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank Chris enough. What a great job you did back in Dallas. I can't thank Mark Thompson enough setting it all up here. All the folks at USA Radio, Wayne Allen Root, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I hope to hear and be with you guys again down the road for sure. Wayne will be back right here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You guys enjoy the Tuesday. I love being with you today. Keep listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network. We'll see you.
Advertised on the previous program, which requires a
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.